Okay. The Gemara said in Daf Mem Beis, Tanur Rabbanan, Nosen Um Chamin Tov Tzonin Lo Tzonin Tov Chamin Dibrei Shammai, Ubeis Hillel Omrin, Bein Chamin Tov Tzonin, Bein Tzonin Tov Chamin Mutter. Okay, obviously we hold like Beis Hillel. I mean, later on the word, it's not so obvious, but obviously the Maskana, according to almost everyone, we hold like Beis Hillel. And that means you can either mix hot water to cold or cold into hot. What's the circumstance? Mamed Rambikos. If in a kos. What is unique about a kos in some of the terminology we'll be using? A kos is obviously a cliche. You don't put a kos on the fire, and a kos is obviously for the purpose of drinking. Use a kos for drinking. Aval be'ambati, nambati is different from a kos, at least in that it's used for bathing, like our modern Hebrew ambatya. And you can pour hot into cold, but not cold into hot. Rabbi Shimon b'Menasya oser. Okay, now there's a whole discussion whether we pass like Rishon Menasya, we don't pass like Rishon Menasya. For now, let's assume, even though the Darkei Moshe and others point out the toast of the Mordechai, the whole like Rishon Menasya, let's deal with the Tanakama, who most Rishon and Paskin like. What is the Svara for the Chilukim he makes? But let's just throw in one other thing. Svara of Yosef Lomer, Seifel Ariyu Kambati. Rav Yosef thought a Seifel was like an Ambati. Seifel does not mean the modern Hebrew Seifel. The modern Hebrew Seifel is a mug, like a coffee mug. Seifel means a bowl for washing. There was a bathtub for washing and a bowl for washing. He thought a Seifel is the same as Ambati, because they're both washing devices. And then there's a whole sugya. I won't read it all inside. The maskana of the sugya is exceedingly clear that we passing a Seifel is not like an Ambati. A Seifel is like a kos, and everything is mutter. So let's just put on the board what is going on here. Number one, we have a kos. In a kos, both directions are mutter. Someone tell me, hopefully if you give that your whole screen, you can read it. Someone tell me in a kos, if very, very succinctly, why both directions are mutter in a kos. You could either pour cold water into hot water in your kos, meaning I fill up a mug of hot water from the urn, I get add cold water, or I could take the kos and pour it into cold water. Why? Because a kos is klishanian. Klishanian is not mavashel. Okay. Meaning cold into a hot kos, or from a hot kos into cold, are both mutter, because kli sheni eino mevashel. Okay, that does not seem to be such a tremendous chiddush. The chiddush is ambati. What did the Gemara say? Ambati one way is usher. What is usher about ambati? Ambati, what do we say? Tzonen letoch chamin oser. Let's just be clear, we know what that means. Cold water into a hot ambati is oser. But why? Why is it different from a kos? So, what's Rashi's opinion? Why is an ambati more chomer than a kos? So you just pick your space bar and talk.
Because it's more a chitza, and therefore you want it very hot.
Okay, that's one thing he says. But that's not the maskana of the Gemara for Rashi. Why is that not the maskana of the Gemara? Because if it was the chitza that's different, then seifel would be like ambati. Right, but what's the either difference? Rashi says two things. But you have to read Rashi. Rashi says there's two unique things about Ambati. But one of them is that Ambati is for Rechitza. Then Seifel to be the same as Ambati. But Seifel is not like Ambati, so it must be the other thing. What's the other thing Rashi mentions? The ode that a kos is a klisheni. What is he then implying? I mean, he implies this throughout, that an Ambati is a kli rishon. An Ambati is a kli rishon. That's the ikka for Rashi, that Ambati is a kli rishon. Seifel is a klisheni, and that's mutter. Ambati is a kli rishon. Why? Says Rashi. Ampati Kli Rishon. Again, you'll tell me, but Rashi is a Kli Rishon and it's for bathing. Yes, but in the end, the Gemara says, what's the like litmus test? What's the salient point? Is it more chametz for bathing? Then seifel's also more chametz. Is it more chametz is Kli Rishon? Then seifel's kal, because seifel's a Kli Sheni. And since seifel is kal, we see it's because it is a Kli Rishon. And then it's pretty pashut. Ampati Kli Rishon. And, right, the Aser, the Pshitas. Not sure that it's Aser and Kli Rishon. Of course, Kli Rishon, let's say better, Kli Rishon Lavash. Right, it's the Maskana of the Gemara. I know I skipped a few steps. For Rashi. Who else holds that an Ambati is a Kli Rishon? Who else holds that an Ambati is a Kli Rishon? The Ran of Bini Rucham. The Ran of Bini Rucham, according to the Beis Yosef, say Ambati is a Kli Rishon, but they want to say it's a Chiddush. They don't like the idea of Rashi. Rashi makes it sound like Ambati is not a Chiddush. Who says it has to be a Chiddush? The Ran of Bini Rucham think it's a Chiddush, and the Beis Yosef thinks the Ramban is similar to this. Maybe even a little more Chomer. Ran and Rabbeinu Yerucham, Reish Yud Vav. Is Rabbeinu Yerucham, meaning Rashi says there's no chiddush. They say no, it's an Ambati Kli Rishon, but there's a big chiddush. What's the big chiddush? That it's a Kli Rishon and it is for bathing. Kli Rishon, the le pizza. And what's the principle? That things are for bathing, you make hotter than things that are not for bathing. And therefore, what's their big chiddush? Since the Kli Rishon for bathing, it's so chomer that even if it's not going to get so hot, even if it's just going to warm a little, even if it's not going to get the out, so let us vote. It's still usher because of a gzera. Okay, that's the Beis Yosef. I have Beis Yosef someplace. 1 second. Quotes from thee. Ran and Bini Rucham. Rashi not say anything of the sort. Rashi sounds like it's only usher if it gets mamish halachically hot. But the das haran abati and pli rishon va'atuli d'motzonon t'kan afilu lehachir. Why? Because by the sugya of Necham we'll get to the Gemara's b'chavti lehachir and lechamim. Why don't here they say the difference between getting it a little warm and making it hot? The answer is because there's no difference. And what's the chiddush? Aser afilu lahafshir. Lahafshir means just to get it lukewarm. Sorry.
Rabbi, is Rabbi saying, in other words, even if we're Sony?
Lahafshir is up there. Sorry, did someone say something?
Is Rabbi saying in the Ran, Rabbi Yerucham, that even if it's Rov Tzoni, that's the Lashon that the Rishon
that is supposed. Exactly what I'm saying. Precisely. Okay. On the other hand, what to end the Beis Yosef?
Rabbi, for the Ran and Rabbi Yerucham, do they hold that Kli Rishon is Mevashel? Or meaning, or they still hold of that, but they hold that this is the Chiddush?
Kli Rishon is Mevashel, but that's obvious you don't need to tell us. That's obvious they wouldn't just say so. If you actually put in a little hot, cold water and made it hot, you wouldn't even need to tell us. That's too posh. Meaning, they agree with Rashi. It's too posh. Everyone agrees with Rashi. Just everyone else thinks it's too posh, and that's not what the Gemara means. The Beis Yosef thinks the Rambam. It's a big mess what the Rambam thinks. We're not going to get into all the duke from the Rambam. But the Beis Yosef thinks the Rambam holds this as well. Okay, we're going to leave the Rambam out of this. We'll leave the Rambam out of this for now. On the other hand, many Rishonim hold on body to klisheni. If it's a klisheni, then why is it different than a kos? So someone already pointed out. If it's a klisheni, it's different from a kos because there to then to be finish. Everyone of Rashi was a finish. Rashi says, klisheni mavashel, no finish. Either no, klisheni, the finish is not that it's mavashel, that even to make it lukewarm is usher is exera, or that even klisheni is usher, right? So say, Tosfos and the Rashba, and the Beis Yosef reads the Torah this way. The Rashba is not on the Torah, but I think it's important, so I'll put it on. What does Tosfos say? Let's start with Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Ambati Klisheni, The lechitza. I mean, everyone knows lechitza. He just thinks that's relevant. And what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, since it's lechitza, you make it hotter than l'shtiyah. Right? When they made nabati for bathing, they would make it hotter than a cup for drinking. Okay, that might not be the same as our minhagim nowadays of how we bathe and how we drink. Okay, but that was their culture. Right? And therefore what? What does Tosus say? What does Tosus say? Kiddush. Is that afalpi diklisheni eno mevashel kevon dir lirchitza hu umeshtamimim oso harbe? Finish the sentence for Tosus. Someone? Exactly. You might confuse it. You might get confused with the Kli Rishon. It's so hot, it might be confused with the Kli Rishon. So here is I'm running out of room, so let's go like this. You'll see what I mean in a moment. Says Tosfos. You might confuse it with a Kli Rishon. You might think it's a Kli Rishon. And therefore, they offered a Kli Sheni because they mounted this super hot Kli Sheni. Someone might come to think a Kli Rishon is mutter. That's Tosos. But the Beis Yotzei says for the Torah, he ends this a little differently. The Torah is not 100% clear. But if you look in the Chiddushei Rashba, which is not in the Beis Yosef, but he says this. So even if you say, who says the Beis Yosef is right, that's what the Torah said, but it's in the Chiddushei Rashba. You can look it up right here in our Sugya. How does he end the sentence? Even though Klishei Nina Mavashel, since this is for Rechitza and you heat it so much, how does he end the sentence?
Special
and it's also Xavier, because you might think it's a Kli Rishon.
Special Donesim.
Exactly. It's so hot, that's an exception. And Kli Sheni is Mabashal if it's super hot. Who does this read? Which Achron does this remind us of?
Yeah,
the Chayi Adam, right? Reminds us of the Chayi Adam, right? The rule of Kli Sheni Mabashal is not a... If you remember, we started with the question of, Kli Sheni and Mabashal, is that just practically, it's never going to be Mabashal? Or is that a formal halakhic rule of halos? So if you say it's just a practical rule, then there are exceptions. Then really the rules of Kli Sheni is usually not mafashal. Practical rules are usually. What's the exception? Chayi Adam is one exception. And here the rule says another exception. He says, Kli Sheni gam biyoser mevashel. A Kli Sheni that's super hot is mevashel. Okay, big chiddush. This goes back to the Chayi Adam. This proves that the Torah, according to Beis Yosef, the Torah didn't say so much so explicitly. The Torah said, he sounds like that, right? The Torah sounds like that. Stama chaminim harbe umisbash lamatzonim shema arvin bahem. Torah sounds that way. We could just say that's what the Torah says. Umisbashlim. Again, the Torah didn't like go into it. But once you put it together, again, the Chiddush HaRashba is very forced like this. He just says, this is really so Tosfos thinks it's Rabbanan, it's different than a regular Kli Sheni, he thinks it's Daraisa. Okay, this is, this really is the Makor and the Rishonim for the Chayi Adam. Where do we see that a super hot Kli Sheni is different? We see for Ambati, it's not the same getter as the Chayi Adam, it's the same basic idea. Okay, let's just go to the next part of the Gemara then. What's the next thing we learn about Ambati? Letoch sonein is mutter. What do we mean by this? You pour from a hot Ambati into cold water. That is mutter. Okay, Rav Shimon ben Asya is machmir. The whole discussion of maybe Tosfos and Mordechai passing like Rav Shimon ben Asya, but let's assume not that way. Let's assume like most Rishonim, like the Tanakhama. So why is this different? Why is hot into cold water? So this is a basic machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. What's machlokas between Rashi and Tosos? Why hadn't he called his mutter from an Ambati?
Mute.
Rashi.
Say that again.
Tatagav alafi Rashi.
Okay, and Tosos?
Does Tosos say mute?
Yes, he does. Exactly. So this is a big one focus. Says Rashi, there's a rule called Tata Gover. Luckily, we and the Torah says the same thing. He said, Avaleras mayam letotsoni mutter de Tata Gover. Rashi and the Torah, and if you look in the Yosef, the Rashi and the Ran say the same thing. All say Tata Gavar. What does Tata Gavar mean? When you pour Hana to cold or cold in the hot, the bottom one wins. That's the rule of Tata Gavar. And even though, okay, Tosa says all discussion, there's a machlokes on wrong whether Tata Gavar or not. Could be by liquids, everyone in Tata Gavar. We say Tata Gavar is a mashal today, klipa. Okay, but it could be the liquids, if the liquids are different because they don't have such a clear klipa. Okay, somehow Tata Gavar across the board. Tata Gavar, whenever you pour hot into cold, the cold wins and there's no cooking. However, Tosos disagrees. Tosos disagrees. The Beis Yosef quotes from Yerucham also. And it's a whole debate, discussion. The Magen Avraham seems to think that maybe what the Torah means. Okay, we'll leave the Torah of Shuto. Tosos and Rabbi Yerucham say no. There's no rule of Tata Gavar. Into it makes no difference what's on top, what's on the bottom. It's all a red herring. It's not about what you're pouring into what's on top, what's on bottom. It's really just about what's more and what's less. If you have mostly hot water, then it ends up hot, and that's bishul. If you have mostly cold water, it ends up cold, and obviously it's not bishul, right? If you take a lot of hot water and you mix it with a little cold water and it ends up hot, you've cooked the cold water. If you take a little hot water, mix it with a lot of cold water, and it ends up cold, you haven't cooked anything. You've just cooled it off. And that's all it meant. What it meant into is because usually you pour the meal into the meruvah. I mean, think about it. You know, if I had to pour one thing to another, it'd be much easier to pour the small thing into the big thing. That would be a more common thing to do. So just means, right, there's no Tata Gavar, no rule of Tata Gavar. I don't mean there's no rule in Shas in other contexts. There's no rule of Tata Gavar in this context. Rather, it means Sonanim Merubin. That's what it means. Okay, so this is the machlokas. Rashi is the makel here. Rashi says whether it ends up hot or cold, whether it's 90% this, 90% that, 50, 50, 99%, whatever it may be, it's always mutter to pour hot into cold. While Toso says no, it just depends if it's going to end up hot or it's going to end up cold. The Taz, there's a long Taz here, argues with Beis Yosef about the Rambam. He does seem to have the upper hand here. And he wants to say, for the Rambam, it's a big machlokas. So the Rambam thinks Ambati is a Kli Rishon or a Kli Sheni, because he doesn't say, I mean, even the Magen Mith on the Rambam, it's not clear what he's trying to say. So it's a big machlokas, what the Rambam thinks. The Beis Yosef thinks the Rambam thinks it's a Kli Rishon, the Taz thinks the Rambam thinks it's a Kli Sheni, but yes, Zaki.
Sorry for interrupting. According to Tosos, Rov Tzonin is mutter even into the Ambati, or only Ambati into cold water?
So it's really either way. It makes no difference. He thinks Rov Tzonin is also mutter if you pour cold into the Ambati. Yes. He thinks the whole what's pouring into what is all Lav Davka.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we'll see. That might not even be such a chesh. Meaning, everyone might agree with Tosos, just they don't think that's what the Gemara means, because if it doesn't end up hot, then it's going to be hard to aser, unless you're the Ran who makes this new Xeru. I'll just point out, no one's really chosesh for this, but the Taz, the Das HaRambam, says that this is a special heter, only, he says it's Tata Gavar, but it's he doesn't say it's Tata Gavar. He says the special heter in Kli Sheni, because the Rambam thinks about his Kli Sheni, which is all the Taz's assumption. So I'll put this in parentheses.
What does the Taz say? That, according to the Taz, Ambati equals Klisheni. Uve Klisheni. Basically, what he's saying is, he doesn't use these words. He just says, Mormor Mekel. Uve Eroi. Sorry. Iri Klisheni is mutter. Okay. Iri Miklisheni is mutter. It's a special heter of Iri Miklisheni. It's not just the Tata Gavra. Then it's mutter even from a Klivisho. It's not only when it's more tzonim. It makes no difference what the ratio is. It's a special heter of Iri from a Klisheni. Okay, like we saw many, the Prima God and many others are making of Iri from a Klisheni, even in this case. Okay, the last thing we'll just mention is, before we get to the Mechaber, is the Tmiyadik Tor. Jesse, what's Tmiyadik about the Tor? Anyone feel free? Chip in. What's Tmiyadik about the Tor?
He passed it the same way by Sapon Abati.
Exactly. The Tor Paskin Seifel is Usher. He doesn't even mention the word Abati, he just says Seifel is Usher. The Gemara has a clear maskana that Seifel is not like Ambati. That Seifel is mutter like Kos. And the Taz, the Torah is very peculiar. The Torah is exceedingly peculiar why he assers a Seifel. Very strange why the Torah assers a Seifel. We don't have a great answer for the Torah. And the answer is like, okay, whatever the Torah held, that was a strange sheet of the Torah. I'll just balpet. Go over the four answers for the Torah, that not in any chronological order. The Taz says, you know what? There is no answer for the Torah. It must be that you have to, that there's a bad girsa in the Torah. And when the Torah says, say, fel sheishmoim kain rechitza afilu klisheni is aser, what the Torah meant was a seifel that's a kli rishon is aser, or an abati that's a klisheni. Okay, about this cliche is also as many Rishonim. I don't know which the majority, but many Rishonim. That's all the Torah meant. Torah meant the Seifel Kli Rishon. Oh, the Gemara says Seifel is Mutter. That was a Seifel Kli Sheni. But a Seifel Kli Rishon, of course, is more Chara. Okay, so you should, now that's against the word that he just has to add words to the Torah. So the, all right, let's just. Seifel, Lama, Usser, according to the Torah, says the Taz, it's a Seifel Kli Rishon, and that's different than the Gemara. Instead, Beis Yosef, two answers. His first answer is, we are not Bekiyim. It's funny. This Zaki's going to throw a fit here. This is not what the Beis Yosef should say, right? This is what the J-Dubs should say. The Taz says we're not Bekiyim. We don't know what an Abati and a Seifel looks like. Therefore, maybe what we call a Seifel is an Abati. Right, says Beis Yosef, Ein Anu Bekiyim. Therefore, a Seifel is Mutter. But meaning a Seifel is like a coach, you can do whatever you want. But maybe what we call a Seifel is an Abati, so we have to be Machmir. Or the other answer to Beis Yosef. Right, Seifel was a Kli Rishon, Uve Gemara Hitiru Kli Sheni. Second answer is Yosef is he was talking about a Seifel Kli Sheni, and when the Gemara was Matur a Seifel, they meant a Kli Shlishi. The Gemara is Kli Shlishi, not says a different surah. What does everyone else in the world say? They were Matur a Seifel because it's a different surah than an Abati, it doesn't stay so hot. The Beis Yosef says, no, they're Matur Seifel, because it's Kli Shlishi. And therefore, since the Torah is talking about a Seifel Kli Sheni, that's the same as an Ambati. Meaning, why is our Seifel like an Ambati? Says the Taz, Seifel Kli Rishon is like an Ambati. Says the Beis Yosef's second answer, Seifel Kli Sheni is like an Ambati. The Gemara is only making a Kli Shlishi. Says the Beis Yosef's first answer, because maybe our Seifel is really an Ambati, and we're not the key, and we forgot what the words mean. And then the Taz mentioned the Bach and the Jerisha have a different pshat. But, okay. What would the Bach and the Jerisha say? They say that the halacha is like Rishon LeMenasya. They said that no. The Gemara, Hitiru, Seifel, Rak, Chamin, Lutov Tzulin. Oh, then isn't it the same as the Ambati? No, it's like Rishon LeMenasya holds an Ambati both directions is Usher. Okay, that's against the Brice on the last line of the Gemara. It's not so Pashuk, but. Okay, Rav Shimon ben Menasya, she'osar ambati b'shnei akivunim. Okay, we know Seifel is more mekel than ambati. So basically the question, if we know Seifel more mekel than ambati, why would the Torah machra and Seifel like an ambati? Either because Seifel klisheni is more mekel, but the Torah is machra and Seifel klisho, or Seifel is more mekel, but we don't know what's a Seifel, what's an ambati, or Seifel klishlishi is mekel, more mekel. But this is a Seifel Klisheni, or yeah, the Seifel is more Mekel, because really an Ambati is more Chomer than you think. An Ambati is usher both directions, and a Seifel is much in one direction, usher the other. Okay, Lemaisa, that's not going to really come up halacha Lemaisa, because that's the opinion of the Torah, but we don't necessarily paskin like the Torah. Let's go to the Psalm. Okay, Mechaber, Yod Aleph, Ambati, Shel Merchach, Shimolea Mayim Chayim, I'm just reading the Mechaber first. You can't put cold into hot because they get very hot. You can pour from this hot ambati into another cold ambati or another cold anything else. Basically, all the Mechaber does is quote the Rambam, and all the Rambam does, that's why everyone has their own shot in the Rambam, because all the Rambam does is quote the Gemara. He doesn't really tell you much other than what it says in the Gemara. He says, yes, an ambati is very hot. And therefore, you can't put cold into hot, but you can't put hot into cold. Okay, doesn't explain terribly much, doesn't really machria our shite. Why can you pour hot into cold? He doesn't say. He just says you can. Why is an ambati so hot? Is it because it's a kli rishon? Is it because it's for rechitza? And if so, you know, what level of isser is it? He doesn't say. The Ramah. Excuse me, the Ramah gives us a little clue. Says the Ramah, afal pi shehu klisheni. Says the Ramah, we paskin against Rashi, we paskin like Tosos. And what does he say here? Tosos and the Rush in the Torah. Okay, we can have the Rush there. We pass like Tosos, the Rush in the Torah. That, and Ambati, even a klisheni is usher. So that's how we paskin. Let's put some sock. The Mechaber doesn't say. We really don't know. I mean, he quotes the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't say. But the Mechaber passed the Rambam passed very clearly that even a klisheni is usher. Let's see if we can machria some of the other shaylos. Klisheni is usher, why? Me drabanan, because it's so hot in my, you might think it's a kli rishon and confuse it and think a kli rishon is mutter. Or me daraisa, because this is the mucker for the chayi adam and the tkufas harishonim. Because since it's so hot, it's an exception. Some klishenis do cook in some circumstances. Usually klishenis don't cook. But after all, just like Kali Abishal, just like a regular klisheni can cook something that is easily cooked, so too a super duper klisheni could cook something even that's normally cooked. So what does the Magen Avraham here say? If you look at the Magen Avraham in Lamed Daled, he says, came to Lurchitza, Mistame, and Chaman Harbi, Miss Bashlam at Sonim Shus Arvin Bahem Tor. Miss Bashlam at Sonim Shus Arvin Bahem sounds like it's real Bishal Daraisa. And the Mishnah Brura also says this, sorry, says the Mishnah Brura. That was the Magen Avraham Lamadalit, says the Mishnah Brura in Ayin Vav. Came to Lurchitza, I mean, he just quotes the Magen Avraham quoting the Torah, Miss Bashal and Sonam Shazar Mem Afi Shambati Hu Klisheni Vzil Shakasar Rechar Mon Harbe. Certainly the Pashtos of, I mean, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, they don't say anything about Gzeira. If it was this whole fancy Gzeira, they would say the Gzeira. Obviously, they don't have the Gzeira. They seem to hold that it means that it means that it's Bishul Mamish. And this would be the Shitase of the Mishnah Berurah who quoted the Chai Adam. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't think Klisheni is a universal rule. Now, not everyone agrees, though. If you look at the Machtsa Shekel on this Magen Avraham, said Machtsa Shekel on the Magen Avraham, Lamed Hay. Okay, it's on the next Sifkatan. But you can find that in Sifkatan Lamed Dal. He says, look at the next Sifkatan. And then he says here, Mashiach Kasa, Sifkatan Shalifneza. That's the way he wrote it. He said, look at Lamed Hay, and then what he says, and now I'm going to interpret the Magen Avraham in Lamed Dalet. B'shem HaTorah, Mispashal, Tzonim, Hu Lav Dafka. No, Lav Dafka, Chas V'Shalom, says the Machzor Shekel. No one holds this. Obviously, the Machzor Shekel was not such a chayah to man. Said Machzor, give me a break, ridiculous. Lav Dafka, though, Klishin is never Mvashal. Meaning, the pashtos of the Torah in the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, is that a Klishin is just a rule of thumb, but sometimes it is Mvashal. Says the Machzor Shekel, no, Klishin is never Mvashal. Chot lo yavor, it's just a halos that it's not Mvashal. Rather, let me show Maris Ha'ayin. It just looks bad. It just looks bad. It looks like a Kli Rishon. Okay, I don't know if he means Maris Ha'ayin, like literally just Maris Ha'ayin, or it's a Gzeira, but it doesn't matter. Same basic idea. So, what does the Ramah mean? So, this depends whom you ask. According to the Hashtos of the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, wrong arrow. According to the Machtsa Shekel, we think it's never Mavashel, Egypt, except Maris Ayin. But according to the Pshat of the Magen Avraham, meaning when he says the Magen Avraham is Lav Dafka, meaning the Torah is Lav Dafka, obviously Pshat is never Lav Dafka. It's always a Pshat to say someone was being Lav Dafka. So here, the Pashtos of the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah is that it's Dafka, and this is certainly when we're well from the Mishnah Berurah quotes Chai Adam that Klisheni is not an Klisheni and Mavashel is not an absolute rule.
I haven't quoted this again.
No,
why is it saying?
I mean, he doesn't quote this. He has a raya for that. Maybe just he doesn't need to bring a raya. He's so convinced that he doesn't feel the need to
be a better eye than the guy Truman. Directly shops oriented.
Right, but no, he's definitely, he still needs to quote Maestros. Technically, there's no difference between Truman and Meister in this, just all of them says Maestros. By the way, technically, there's no difference between Truman and Meister in terms of when you can eat a snack, a feel is arrived beforehand and when not. But we all discuss in terms of Maestros, because, and it's only Maseches Maestros, because in the days of Chazal, they would always take off Truma as soon as they finished the malach in the field. They were always mizdaris take off truma immediately, and only meiser they took off later. So then we got shilas as to when you couldn't eat it without meiser. So if you're ever wondering, just don't be confused. I remember when I was young, I was confused about this for like 2 weeks, and I lost 2 weeks of my life being confused about this. So I don't want that to happen to you. That all these rules that you're allowed to eat achilas arai, you're allowed to eat achilas arai before the Gemar Malacha, or even after the Gemar Malacha, until you bring it home, or you plan to sell it, or you cook it, which was where the Chai Adam, that applies being the Truma, being the Meiser. Just Chazal always talk about a Meiser, because for Truma, there were so mizdarigs in the days of Chazal that no one ever had a Shai, the one yet to take up Truma. Anyway, so Meisers. So the level of Yad Nichbeis only comes from there, so we need that for the Gether.
The idea could be the Shir is from...
Correct. Okay, now, let's ask another question. Hold on a second. So, Rashi, we don't have to ask me hope like Rashi. Rashi's not making any chiddush to Mishnah's Aser. That's not interesting. The interesting part of Rashi, that Klisheni is Mutter. So we don't hold like Rashi. We hold like Tosos, and we make Klisheni is Aser. Hold on a second. But do we hold like the Ran's chiddush also? Meaning, are we also Machmer for the Ran? What did the Ran say? Klisheni, Rishon is a Xera, even if it's lukewarm. Are we also machmer for the Ran? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Zayin. Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, got Ayin Zayin. V'nere demhaya ambati kli rishon yishlochus l'asaran ben yiruch because ambati yosu lijen filutzonein merubin. He thinks for a kli rishon, I mean, he wouldn't combine Tosus of the Ran and be machmer even a klisheni. That would be ridiculous. The Ran says, I mean, well, this is a only by a kli rishon. Tosus and the Torah said we're machmer a klisheni. But the Mishnah Berurah says we also are machmir like the Ran. He thinks that if it's a Kli Rishon, you can't even mix hot and cold to make it lukewarm. Big chiddush. Big chiddush. I don't know how often it comes up though, because when do we ever like bathe by pouring cold water into a hot water in a Kli Rishon? So I must admit, I don't think it really comes up, but theoretically, if it would come up, the Mishnah Berurah was machmir like the Ran. He doesn't mean that's the mainstream shot of the Sugya. He's not asking that as his shot of the Sugya, but he's also machmir about it. Okay, so now we understand half of Ambati. How about the other half of Ambati, the heter of pouring hot into cold? What's the big machlokas here? Big machlokas here is this a machsudish? Meaning, let's say you also point out, meaning this is a chiddush, or is it no chiddush? According to Tosos, it's no chiddush. Yeah, if you mix a lot of cold and a little hot and it doesn't end up hot, it's not bishul. It has to be bishul if it's not hot. It's not a chiddush. It's okay, not everything has to be a chiddush. I mean, some lines in a braisa can be a chiddush. They're just continuing from the other lines. According to Rashi, you have a big chiddush. So which way do we hold? The Machaber and the Ramah don't tell us terribly much. What did the Magen Avraham say in Sivkat Lamed Hey? He says, Aval no sein vafilo b'kli rishon motu leros. Meaning, no terms kli rishon kli shei. We don't hold like this Taz b'das Ramah. No, bein kli rishon bein kli shei. Motu leros doch mein tzonenim. Da tahtem govra leinu mitzanenu. Kol tata govra, the Torah, sounds like he's going one way. But then he continues, the Avigab Dashalaras Hal Tavlin, Poshikos of Sifyo, Davi Kikli Rishon, is an Eroi from a Kli Rishon Asr. So Rashi would say, Eroi Kli Rishon is Asr if you don't have to talk over. Here you have to talk over. But what does he say? Hacha Shaini, Shemis Arvin Hachamin Im Hatsoninim, Umis Batal Chamimusan. Here's the magic words, Kamish Hatsoninim Merubin. Okay, sticks in the Magen Avraham. He makes it sound like he's a Rashi man. Oh, yeah, it's Tata Gavar, and it's different from Sif Yod, but then what are you throwing? You know why it's different than Tata Gavar? Because it's Tzonanim Armer Reuben. Meaning, Tata is not Gavar because it's Tata. The Tata is Gavar because it's Merubin. He's really a Tosos man. And the Mishnah Berurah takes the same approach in Ayin Ches. He says, he just says it straight away without meandering around. He says, "Vafilo ambati kli rishon motoleros toch mayim tzonim imhein merubin alacham, and only if the mayim tzonim are merubin. Only if the mayim tzonim are merubin." So we paskin like Tosos, Magen Avraham, and Mishnah Berurah lahasmir that there's no chiddush here at the Tagar. It's only mutter if you pour it in tzonim merubin, because then it's cold. So no big deal. However, adds the Mishnah Berurah something interesting. He says, but what about the fact that it will be mevashel kedei klipa? Don't we say Iroi is mevashel kedei klipa? So won't it be mevashel kedei klipa before it gets cold? So says the Mishnah Berurah here, no. Because since the water mixes together right away, so it doesn't have a chance to be mevashel kedei klipa. But he says that's only if you're putting water into water. If you put a boiling hot steak into liquid, then that would be usser. Because since the steak and the liquid don't mix, you can't say it all gets cold. The steak is mevashel kedei klipa of the water. So what does he say? Yeah, mine sona only works because there's mixing, right? Sona and Reuven, because they mix. Liquids and liquids mix. But a solid on a solid or a solid on a liquid or a liquid on a solid, even though he only gives one of those examples, then they don't mix. So what's hot stays hot. What's cold, you know, what's hot stays hot for a while. What's cold stays cold for a while. And it's mevashel kedei klipa, so sona and Reuven. And says the Mishnah Berurah, specifically
for liquid. For a liquid into a liquid, that if sonin in merubin, then there's no bishel at all. Why? Because they mix liquid into liquid mixes. And if it mixes and it ends up cold, how could there be bishel? Okay. Now, the two details about this. Number one, the Bir Halacha. Says the Bir Halacha, what's the gedder of merubin? Does merubin means more ounces? What's the gedder of merubin? How do you precisely define sonin in merubin? Anyone?
As long as it's...
You don't have to look at the Bir Halacha, it's just logical.
As long as it's not yet,
the precise definition of merubin is that in the end it'll be cooler than yatsolevisko. That's sonim merubin. How much quantity is that to be in ounces? It all depends how hot the hot is, how cold the cold is, right? You can imagine, right? I mean, anyone who knows, you know, very elementary physics can do all the math. If we assume that yatsolevisko, let's say, is 110 degrees. Then, if you mix 130 degree water with 90 degree water, then whichever one is more, it'll be above or below yatsolevisko. But if the hot water is 212 degrees and the cold water is 90 degrees, then you'll need more than majority cold water to cool it off. If the cold water is freezing, you know, very cold, you know, 32 degrees, almost ice, and the hot water is just 130 degrees, than even a little cold water. Meaning it all depends how hot the hot is, how cold the cold is. All we care in the end, what's the getter of merubin, explains the Mishnah Brura. He says, and what's the getter of sonin in merubin? We don't actually care what's rov, what's miyot. It just means the mixture ends up ein hayad soledisbo. If the mixture is ein yad soledisbo, then that was sonin merubin, regardless of how many ounces of sonin and how many ounces of hot common. The whole point is sonin merubin is just a nickname for not making it hot, for what we call the hafshir. Okay, that's just logical, but it's in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskal Behu. One other thing that he points out is... One other thing that he points out is that there are some people who agree with Rashi. After all, the Rosh and the Ran are like Rashi. The Magen Avraham says the Torah is like Rashi. Maybe that's true. But nonetheless, we are Machmir. Like Tosfos. He says, "Mekamakom ludina ein lahakli kuf beismayer negedasa tosos nogeir leisser the nogeir leisser daoraisa." And therefore, he quotes cases they would do in their days that we have to be machmer. What was the case? They had some sort of punch, right? You notice the word punch in the Bir Halacha, right? Mishnah Shakurin punch, and it sounded like they knew how to party in those days. They would squeeze a lot of lemons and mix them with sugar. So far, sounds like lemonade. Then they throw an arak, which means it would be spiked punch. I don't know if anyone's ever tried. Zach, you'll tell them about arak. It's serious stuff, right? What would they do? They would take a little of that cold stuff, like cold concentrate. Arak's very concentrated. It's like some ridiculous percentage alcohol or something, like 60% alcohol or something. And they would concentrate lemon juice with sugar. Okay, lemon juice, sugar, arak, you could add a lot of water. So what would they do on Shabbos morning? They would take like, you know, I don't know, I'm making up the numbers. They would take like 1 ounce of this like cold concentrate, pour in 7 ounces of hot water, and delicious hot punch.
Okay, but that's common Reuben. Is that okay? According to Rashi, it's okay. According to Tosfos, it's not. And therefore, he said, we should tell people not to do this because it's a chash of isn't a rice up. But of course, the Dieved, if people make the punch this way, we can be Mikkel because the Machlokas Rishonim. Right? So if someone made the punch this way, then we can be Mikkel B'dievet, like Rashi, that there's a rule of Tata Gavar, but Lechat Chila, we cannot. So here said the Mishnah Brura. B'dieved Mutter Lishnos. If you let a Rashi, but the mainstream halacha is not like Rashi. Okay, let's just do I have them? No, I don't have terribly much more space on the board. I'd love to summarize this. Everyone try to snap this board or write it down. Take a picture of the board. And now I just want to, now I'm going to give everyone a quiz. You got it? Don't worry, it's not for a grade. Just to test your avana. Too bad I'm not embarrassed now. I tend to put people on the spot and embarrass them. Let me just ask the following question. Okay. Soning Latoch. Chamin Bikli Rishon. Chamin Bikli Rishon. Latoch Soning. Sone Latoch Chamin Bikli Sheni. Chamin Bikli Sheni. Latoch Sone. Here we have Tamin Merubin, Solomon Merubin. Okay, let's fill out this chart. You pour cold water into a hot Ambati Kli Rishon and the Chamin or Merubin. Is that interesting or is that boring Pashut?
Asim Ganson.
Right? Zach didn't answer. Oh, sorry, there's two Zachies. That's Pashut Asur. You're just putting cold water into a boiling hot Kli Rishon. Pashut Asur, that's Mishal. How about Sonin and Merubin? How about if you put a lot of cold into a Kli Rishon and you make it cool, just lukewarm?
Still,
who's the focus between?
It's also for the run.
Who's the focus between?
Rashi and Tosfos.
Also for the Rashi
and Tosfos.
Oh, hold on. 1 second. I realize this is. I'm having trouble with my. Try talking again.
Can you hear me now?
No, 1 second. Sorry. Give me half a second.
Okay. My audio is not working. I can't hear. Okay. So I'll have to answer my own question. This is, Ron says it's Osir. Shtar Rishonin Tei Mutter, that's the Ron's Zera. That's his shot in the Kiddush of Amati. And the Mishnah Brura is Machmer like the Ron. Okay, how about the next case? What if I pour from a Kli Rishon into cold water? Cham and Meruvin, so it ends up very hot. That's a machlokas between, think for yourselves, because I can't hear you. Or right on the chat. That's machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says mutter tzatah gavar. And Tosfos says aser, because no rule is not tzatah gavar, just depends what's Meruvin. And how do we paskin? We paskin like Tosos, the Mishnah Brura, and the Magen Avraham. Paskin like Tosos. What if it would be Tzolin and Reuben? Then the truth is that the Taz thinks the Rambam would be Machmer. That he thinks the Rambam only has a special heter for cliche. But okay, we're not going to take that into account. Let's just say that is mutter. Why? Because even the Ran, who's Gozer, is only Gozer in the Kli Rishon, not if you pour out of the Kli Rishon. How about Kli Sheni? Kli Sheni is a different machloket, happens to be between some of the same Rishon. Sewn it into a Kli Sheni, here Rashi would say mutter. Why? Rashi says they only asher an abati that is a Kli Rishon. Seifel is a Kli Sheni, and they didn't asher that. He would say mutter, and that's the heter of Seifel. And he's only Kli Rishon. If not Kli Rishon, it is a mutter. But Tosfos says Aser. Tosfos says Aser. And the heter of Seifel is just a Seifel is a different surah. That's not Machzik super duper chal. Right? And the Seifel is mutter. Ki eino mishamer chomo. And how do we paskin? The Rama already paskin here like Tosfos. Of course, if we tzun merubin, then I mean, there's no how you answer tzun merubin the klisheni. That would be a little crazy. How about pouring from a hot klisheni into tzonin? Okay, so look over. Everyone should be matter that, right? Because in a bati, you're allowed to pour. Hot, you're allowed to pour hot into cold. Oh, what if the hot is merubin? Then it's not so clear, right? What if the hot is merubin? In that case, maybe Tosos would say, nope, in an abati, as long as the chamin is merubin, there's no heter whatsoever. So that's the discussion of the Bir Halacha here, says the Bir Halacha. In the Ramaskol, so as I'm bati, I'm just worried to be inish yotzon of Reuben and bati kli rishon. If they bati kli rishon, we're machmir like Tosfos that it's only mutter if the tzonim are Reuben. But he adds, v'im haya kli sheni masri tach kol kuli am mutter filim tzonim u'atim v'apri migadim efak v'gazel das ator ayin sham. But it sounds like the hachra is that it is mutter. It's mashma. This is his. It's mashma, this is his hakra. It's not so pashut. It's not so pashut, but it's mashma that is the hakra of the Bir Halacha. From Tosos, you might have thought otherwise, but says the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha Dibur Maskel. What was the Dibur Maskel? Sheba Deh. It says mutter, meaning we're not choshesh that both an abati is a klisheni and the heter is only for tzonim ruven. I don't know. Will either be choshesh the heter is only for a klisheni, not a klibisha, or will be choshesh that the heter tzonim ruven is only for is only a case of tzonim ruven. But in this case, we're not going to be so choshesh. Meaning the choshesh for tzonim by klibisha, not for klisheni, and this is pasha butter. Okay. That's the halacha l'maisa of Ambati. Let's go then. I don't think there's anything left to say about Ambati. It's Sifyud Beis. Sifyud Beis, Rabosai. Mecham. Okay, here there's a whole sugya. Mecham shepinahu. What was a mecham shepinahu? There was a machlokas in the Gemara. Doesn't mean a mecham is a kettle. A kettle that you took off the fire and had hot water in it. Or a kettle that you emptied, right? You took the kettle off the fire, that was the pinoy, or you took the water out of the kettle. Either way, what does the Gemara say? You can put in a lot of cold water so it'll get lukewarm. You can't put in a lot of cold water to make it hot. What does the Mechaber say, Mecham shapina mimenu mayim chayim mutter litein letocho mayim tzonein kidei lahafshiron. A kettle that you emptied out, you're allowed to put in cold water in order to make them look warm. Adds the Ramah, the words merubin, but that's mohar, because if you only put in mu'atim, it'll get hot. Obviously, it means merubin, so it'll just get warm. Mutter lotzuk mayim chayim letocho mayim tzonein, otzonim tocham and behushlo yubakli rishon vesha machamimon harvey. Okay, what did the Mechaber here say? Two things. Mecham is a kli rishon. In a kli rishon, you could put in a lot of cold water, but not a little cold water. In a kli sheni, you can pour hot into cold into hot, whatever you want, as long as it's not in a kli rishon. V'yam hamayim merubin kokashi efshei shizbash l'rakshi efigut sinosin afil l'kli rishon shor rakshi l'yala esh. But if the mayim merubin is so much, mayim tzonim so much that it can't cook, it'll only get lukewarm, then even if the as much as long time on the fire, the fire is also for many reasons, besides the kshash chazara, just it could cook more and get cooked. As we'll see later on, you're not going to put anything on the fire that could end up getting cooked if you left it there. So let's start with the second half, right? Mayim chamelet of tzonim or tzonim, letoch, or tzonein letoch, chamin. Let's take a kos mecha, meaning klei shtia, right? Let's say we're talking drinking water. What's the Ramah say about hot into cold? Well, what would the Rishon say about hot into cold and cold into hot? So this would be Pashat Vasser, nothing's talked about. Obviously, you can't put a little cold water into a Kli Rishon. That's just modest cooking. How about this case? Let's do the same with Lux Rashi and Tosos. The question of Tata Gavar is no difference between drinking water and bathing water. That's the machlokas of Tata Gavar. So here you would say Rashi Motor to Tata Gavar. Tosos would say Asar because he doesn't hold on Tata Gavar. And we have the same hachras before that. Meaning, when it comes to Kli Rishon, it's not so. When it comes to Kli Rishon, so far at least, you know, there's no difference between drinking water and bathing water, because after all, that's all in klisheni. When is there a difference? Let's say, what about if it's sonim merubin? Says the Ramah at the end here, sonim merubin is mutter across the board. Sonim merubin is mutter across the board. Okay. What about the chumrah of the Ran?
The chumra, the ran, that was only by klishtia because you're makam manherbe. That chumra, zayr the ran, that even to make it look warm is also in a klishon. That was only by klishtia where you're makam manherbe. That was not by klay rechitza, you're makam manherbe. That was not by drinking water. To this, Beis Yosef thinks the Rambam would have been machmir. And who says this? The Rambam says this, right? The Rambam says, no, if not getting hot, no problem. Who's he going against? He's going against Beis Yosef thinks the Rambam says differently. Meaning the Machaber might have been differently. So he quoted the Rambam. And what did the Rambam say? V'hu shlo yu b'kli rishon. He didn't say how much you pour. Could very well be, you don't know, but it could very well be the Machaber meant. So let's just say this a little differently. Beis Yosef, Bidas or Rambam says, Osir Mishum Gzeira. He says, Osir Gzeira, like the Ran. He just applies. Keharan Aval Hismir Af. More than the Ran. Anyway, Shari Shonen, the same sir. And Lemais, I think it was farther or might make on this, it's not so the first Makaber, says the Ramah, no problem, Mutter. Okay, even though the Mishnah Brewer is Choshish for the Ran, by bathing Kalim, he wasn't Choshish for the parallel Chumra by drinking Kalim, because bathing water there would make hotter than drinking water. What about Klisheni? Hold on, the whole half minute asking a klisheni was only by Nambati, where Tosos says Nambati is for achitzas, therefore it's hotter. There's no half minute asking klisheni by drinking water, because drinking water is not so hot. And that's why, what does he say here? Mutter, litzot, mayim kamel toch, mayim tzone, no tzon toch hamin. Obviously talking about drinking water, because he's coming off a cannon. As long as not a klibi show, anything over here, it's just mutter across the board, because no one says that there's extra heat in drinking water in a klisheni, only in bathing water of a klisheni. Okay, there's some more details in the Taz here, but we will leave it with that. The one thing I will add is there's another case here, which is what about cold water into an empty boiling hot kettle? Cold water into an empty kettle. What about cold water into an empty kettle? So basically, the way we pask it, it's sort of the same as cold water into hot water in a kettle. What do we mean by this? If you pour a little cold water into an empty, obviously I mean a hot mecham, then that's basically like cham and ruben. Just the cham and ruben is the mecham, right? And then it gets hot. And here we would just add, ten sonenin mirubin letoch mecham rake. Okay, and that should just be logical, meaning a lot of cold water into a boiling hot empty tea kettle is like more cold than hot. Just instead of more cold water than hot water, more cold water than hot metal. A little cold water is more hot metal than cold water, and that's the ratio of yud base. I will just point out one or two other ha'aros from here, from the Mishnah Brura. One or two ha'aros, and then one side point. Two ha'aros from the Mishnah Berurah. If you look at Mishnah Berurah, Pei Aleph, letoch mayim tzonin, tzonin tomatically sheni. Uveshneim afilu kam tzonin mu'otin, sha'adayin yadzu letis behem. Even tzonin in mu'otin, even chamin merubin is mutternically sheni. Remember the gedder? Hold on. What was the gedder he said of chamin merubin? That it ends up yadzu letis bo. Says the Mishnah Brura, this case is mutter. Af al pi shebasof kol hamayim achtamin ad sheyatzol etzbo. Right.
that's mukruf because that's what Mishnah Berurah says. That's what it means chametz ruvin. Chametz ruvin means it'll be all be yatzel lettuce bow. Even though it's all yatzel lettuce bow, hold on a second. If he's makel, if it's all ends up being yatzel lettuce bow in the end, why is that? If it's all yatzel lettuce bow, doesn't by definition that mean the water cooked? So why is that? Doesn't that mean by definition the water cooked? So here we have two. Think about it. What happened? You put hot water in a klisheni. You added a little cold water and all ended up yatzel lettuce bow. Doesn't that mean that it cooked? So how could it be mutter? You saw it cook. After all, we know heating water to yatzel lettuce bow is cooking. It's not like spices or salt that we don't know what's called a chalos cooking. It's called a chalos cooking water. Yatzel lettuce bow. So why is it mutter? So here, the reason why it's mutter is one of two choices. Either you take the approach of Rav Eider / the Or Sameach and say it's just al ki din ein bishul b'klisheni, right? If you go back to a chakir we started with a week ago or whatever. If al ki din ein bishul b'klisheni, then I understand. In the chamin merubin, even if you have a klisheni full of chamin, 9 ounces of chamin, you put in half an ounce of tzonin, it's all yatzel lettuce, full mukher that it cooked. Now, let's just mutter because it's a chalos. The cliche is not mevashel. But what if you would take the approach of the Chai Adam and the Rashba and the Tor, etc.? What about the fee? I mean, the Rashba is not in Beis Yosef, but you can look it up. I mean, just says very, very clearly, like we have on the board, Fiderech HaRashba. Actually, if it's a practical thing, then why don't you say practically it's machruch that it cooked? The Rashba asks this kasha on himself in his kiddushim right here on this sugya. And the Rashba gives an answer. What's the Rashba? The answer? A lot of people don't like this answer. Rabbi doesn't like the answer. But what's the Rashba's answer? He says, nope, even though it all ended up yatzel lettuce bow, the cold water never got cooked. The cold water is still not yatzel lettuce bow. You just can't tell because it's mixed in. That's already philosophical. The cold water didn't become yatzel lettuce bow. It just got mixed in, so you can't tell anymore. How do you know what's called becoming yatzel lettuce bow cold? Not, but that's the way the Rashba looks at it. That's what the Rashba has to say to defend himself. In order to defend himself, or you just have to deny this Mishnah Berurah, but then you have to rewrite the whole sugya. Rashba tirates, dehamayim hatsonanim lo nishamamu. Ella rak nisarvu lachain ein margishim hakushalahem. Okay, you just can't feel their cold because they got mixed in, but they never really got hot. Okay, that's a big chiddush. That's already philosophical. You can test that by putting cold water in a Ziploc bag in a klisheni in a kos and seeing if it gets to yatzel lettuce bow. That's what Reiter said. And he said, of course it will if you just do the proportions right. Which is why he said it must be a din. But then that's against the Rashba and the Tor, or it's like the Machzah Shekels reading the Torah, yeah, et cetera. Yeah, what would the Rashba say? I don't know, the Rashba didn't have Ziploc bags. The Rashba would have had like a Kliferis, and then probably wouldn't have gotten so hot. Because that's, you know, very thick. It's not a good conductor. So, Tzarchia. Okay, that's how the Rashba defends himself. Other, you know, it's even though it's a little dachuk, and that's how you could say, oh, didn't the Mishnah Berurah earlier sound like it was just practical? So, how can you say it's mutter even though it all becomes yatzel lettuce bow? The answer is maybe. He holds like this Rashba, even though it's a little dachuk. I just want to point out one last Mishnah Berurah, Pei Gimel. That my son in Reuben, he quotes something from the Chai Adam, which is just logical. He says, when you have a heter to put a lot of cold into a little hot because it ends up cool, it's only if you put all the cold in at once. So if you put the cold in little by little, then it first gets cooked. So that's very logical, right? If I'm going to add so much cold that it'll cool it off, but I first drop it, pour in 1 ounce, now it cooks. It's not going to help me to add more later. So he says very pashut. that the whole heter tzonim Reuben is only all at once. Because if you put in one drip at a time, then it's tzonim mu'atim. Then it's chamin Reuben at first. And once you did a malacha, you can't undo the malacha by just adding more. Okay. The one last ha'ar on this se'if, which is what the Taz discusses here, which is there was a totally different av malacha discussed in the Gemara here besides Bishul. What was that other malacha or av malacha or pe'ulas malacha that they discussed? Metak and Kli. And what was the pe'ula? What do they call it? Seraph. Seraph is forging. If anyone, probably no one here has ever been a blacksmith. Anyone? Last chance? Okay. But apparently, neither am I. But apparently, part of the process of smithing is that after you make something out of metal, you heat it to a very high temperature and then dip it in cold water. And then that strengthens it. And that's like the makabe patish, that's metakin kli. So the real machlokas in the Gemara about whether it's talking about an empty mecham or just a mecham that's off the fire, is not about Bishul. Who cares? The same rule. Whether the mecham is empty or the mecham has hot water in it, either way, if you put a little cold water and it gets heated, it's a problem. If you put a ton of cold water and it gets lukewarm, it's not a problem. And the difference is forging. Because if it's an empty mecham and you fill it with water, that could forge it. And that could be a malacha of betakin kli. So that's not our topic right now. But the Rambam is obviously paskening now. If you look at the Rambam again, my mecham shapinim and my mecham in mutter, I mean the mechaferin, if you base lethal tocha mayim, so name kidei lahav shiran. He doesn't say you can only put in a little water. Says you can put in as much water as you want, meaning obviously you're putting in a lot of water just to make it lukewarm. What does that prove? That proves that there's no isser of forging. Why is there no isser of forging? Aren't you forging it? So, okay, the Gemara says, no problem, because we hold like Rishim and the Dover Shein Miskavin is mutter. Because Dover Shein Miskavin is mutter. And then there's a whole discussion that the Beis Yosef quotes, the Magen Avraham quotes here in Sikot Lamed Vav. Why is this a Dover Shein Miskavin? What does Darshei Miskavin mean? Two things. It's not my intention, and Jesse, to be called a Darshei Miskavin has to be not my intention. Clearly, it's not my intention to forge, but I'm just trying to heat up the water to make it lukewarm. And it will definitely happen. So it definitely happens. Subsecration. So, and here it's subsecration. The Nichalei, well, like forging things. So, the Magen Avraham here brings the Machlokas, basically, most Rishonim in the Magen Mishnah, why there's no Isser of Tikkun Kli, why is it not a problem? So most Rishonim say, because Eino Vadai She Yitzari Fakli. Vadai, you'll forge the Kli by filling it with cold water. Even if you have a boiling hot Kli, you fill it with cold water, Vadai that will forge it. Yeah, well, maybe it won't. Okay, then it's very possible. He quotes the Magen Mishnah was a big chiddush. Said the Magen Mishnah, "Kol she'in miskavin in roy lomer psik reishu lichaim neishu miskavin also malacha in miskavin ein ba malacha klal." This is super controversial. We're just going to mention very briefly. Says the Magen Mishnah, "No, that forging is unique. That even if it is vadai." Without kavanas, it's not called. What's his lashon? Asiyas kli. Without kavanas, it's not called asiyas kli. Why? He says because asiyas kli is subjective. Siva is not subjective. Either you wrote letters or you didn't. Even if you didn't have kavana, you still wrote letters. And if you're for sure going to write letters, that's a psik ratio. Cooking is objective. If you have raw beans and you cook them, they're cooked. And even if you didn't mean to cook them, if it was for sure going to happen, that's a psik ratio. 38 avos malacha are objective.
But asiyas kli is subjective. What does it mean makim patish? You're like finishing something. What counts as that? It's very subjective. So he says, you know what? If you want to make a kli, then that's asiyas kli. If you don't want to make a kli, that's not asiyas kli. Because asiyas kli is by definition something subjective. The Akronim here go to town on this Magen Avraham. The Rabbi Akiva Eger goes ballistic on him. The Dodo Meir Vava goes ballistic on him and says he never meant it. They all point out that he's quoting the Magen Mishnah not entirely accurately. Meaning the Magen Mishnah didn't say this about our case of the Mechan. Where did the Magen Mishnah say this? Who remembers Maseches Yoma? When did the Gemara Maseches Yoma ask, isn't it sorry if you get into Darshei Miskave? Exactly, if the Kohen Gadol. Now, all right. This is not for 21st century people like us, right? But what does the Gemara assume? A normal Kohen Gadol, a Vat, would go to the Ari Mikvah Tzvat. What's the issue? Right? Why would he share this freezing cold water? But if the Kohen Gadol was very old or an Istinus, then he might have trouble tolling in freezing cold water. Nowadays, even if we're not very old, maybe we're Isis. And how would they heat the water from the Tovel and Yom Kippur? The answer is they would throw in a block of burning metal. You're forging the block of burning metal. So answers the Magen Mishnah, no problem. No problem, you're forging the block of burning metal. If you're not trying to make it into something, that's not a Asiyas Kli. Says the Achronim against the Magen, like for example, Rekiva and Dagmar Vav and others, but Rekiva and Dagmar Vav on the page, they say, no, the Magen Mishnah only said that cool about a block of metal. A block of metal is subjective. Who says a block of metal is like a brick of metal? Who says that's a kli? It's just a rectangle. A rectangle is only a kli if you want it to be a kli. Only if you want to forge it, it's a kli. Otherwise, it's just a rectangle. So clearly, a stam piece, a hunk of metal that has no particular function, that's only a kli if you subjectively want it to be a kli, and otherwise it's no malach. But the Gemara in Yoma, nothing to do with the Gemara in Shabbos, a kettle is for sure a kli. And if you forge the kettle, it becomes a stronger kli, and there's nothing subjective about that. It's obvious to any human being in the world that a kettle is a kli, and if you forge it, you've now improved the kli. So they all say that the Magen Avraham is crazy, cannot be, that it can't be that all makim patish, all tikkun kli is only subjective, only if you want it. It's a malacha. If you don't want it, not a malacha. No. It's only if something's not really a kli. It's just a rectangle of metal. Then if you wanted to, if you think of it as a kli and you want to use it for something, then it's a kli. And if not, it's just a chunk of metal. So here's the machlokas, says the, within this Magen Mishnah, says the pshat of the Magen Avraham, he applies this even to an actual utensil. Even an actual utensil. If you don't want to forge it, that's not a malacha. But the other Achronim say not true. No, this Svara is only for a block of metal. Because a block of metal, taco, who says it's tikkun kli, if you're not intending to use it for something and you're not intending to forge it, just a block of metal, it's not a kli. A block of metal is only a kli if you think you want it to be a kli. But a kettle is a kli regardless. Okay, Lamaisa, this Magen Avraham is very, very chiddush. No one passes like this Magen Avraham. The Dagmar Rava says even the Magen Avraham didn't mean it. He was just writing very carelessly. Okay, I have no idea what the Magen Avraham meant, but we don't follow him. Okay, so much for the sugya on da mem base. Now let's go a little weiter to another sugya. Next sugya. And this is actually going to have some, a nice halachic ramification. The says the Gemara. Daf mem amud beis, I think. I hope. No. Doesn't it say here someplace? What does it say here? Second. Let's I was on the wrong daf. Sorry. Here it is. Yes, it is minimum base. I was just, my door was open to the wrong daf. Minimum base. We mentioned this before. Once I followed Rebbe into the base of Merchatz on Shabbos, and I wanted to put the flask of oil, you know, I was going to smear him with oil. That's what they did in those days. So I wanted to first put in the bathtub to warm up. So, you know, it's not nice to smear with cold oil. Farmerly told a klisheni vitain. He says, no, take water in a klisheni and then warm it up in a klisheni. You know, like we mentioned for the baby bottle, right? Don't put the baby bottle in a klisheni. I'm not sure you'd do that anyway. Practically, but fill up a klisheni. You could even do Eber, we said. But, and warm up the baby bottle in a klisheni, warm up the oil in a klisheni. Okay, shmamina, three things, one of which is klisheni eno mevashel, right? That is like classic klisheni eno mevashel. What do we see from here? That you can take a jug of something and put in a klisheni to warm up, says the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Yud Gimel. Motor liten kiton shalmayim shal shar mashkin beklisheni sheish mamayim chamin. You can put a jug of water or other mashkin in a klisheni of hot water to warm up, but in a kli rishon, you cannot. The Mishnah Berurah points out the example he gives, just the example in Gemara, it makes no difference if you add water, you pour water into a klisheni as mutter, as we saw on the board, or if you put a flask in a kli of cold water into a klisheni. That's just, either way is equally mutter. It's mutter in a flask or just pouring in. Just the example here happens to be in a flask, like the case of, or a jug, like the case in the in the Gemara, Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha just points out that that I'll just chazer one thing. What will I chazer? What do the Maccabi here say? You could put any mashkin, all drinks you could put in a cliche. Any mashkin are not Kali Bishel. We pointed out this is a machlokas. For Sfaradim, Pasha mashkin aren't solid Kali Bishel. Because Sfaradim don't have a chumer that everything might be Kali Bishel. How about for Ashkenazim? Do Ashkenazim agree? So we pointed out this was a machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, right here, Paskins from the Shulchan Aruch, even though he's Ashkenazi, says, we see from here, all drinks are not Kali Bishel. Okay, we know drinks are not Kali Bishel. It's not so crazy if water is not Kali Bishel. L'chor, all drinks are not Kali Bishel. However, the Mishnah Berurah does not think so. Many places, the Mishnah Berurah does not think so. We mentioned from Sifkatan Lamed Tes once. It's even more mefurish in the Shaar Tzion Samaches. What does it say? Shaar Tzion Samaches, chutz b'mayim v'shemen, except for water and oil. Everything might be Kali Bishel except water and oil. Why doesn't it say all mashkin? Okay, the Mishnah Berurah seems to assume that Ashkenazim are choshes that everything's Kali Bishel except for water and oil. And we, the minig is to be machmer like the Mishnah Berurah, that we would only put water and oil in a klisheni. Any other mashkin, we would not put in a klisheni, we would choshes for Kali HaBishel, unless it was pasteurized like milk. Because then for Bishlach or Bishel Balach, we're not, together, if it's a question of Bishlach or Bishel Balach, we're not Machber in a klisheni, as we pointed out many, many times to the Mishnah Berurah, maybe Sukkot and Chaf Gimel, wherever it was. But Lamaisa, we are Machber against the Minig, Machber against us, Machaber, even though the Shmir Shabbos Gil Chasa, it's funny. On top, he says, everything might be Kali Bishel except for water and oil. And in the footnote, he really likes the Shmir, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Okay, so maybe he's a little bit of two minds about it. He doesn't want to pasken against the Mishnah Berurah, even though logically he likes the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So the minig is to be machmer like the Ashkenazim, to be machmer like the Mishnah Berurah, that all mashkim, you can't put in a klisheni except for water and oil. Yeah.
There's a
question
in the chat.
Question in the chat, amazing. Okay. Would you be allowed to cool down a hot from the urn bottle of baby formula by putting it in a mug of cold water? Or is that like a piece of meat, which is not so called a klipa? Great question. So here, what do you mean hot from the urn bottle of baby formula? the bottle of baby formula is a cliche, right? So here the question is, can you put a cliche into cold water? So the answer is you can put a cliche into cold water. We're not afraid the cliche will cook the cold water, right? Meaning you're not asking, can you take a bottle off the fire of baby formula and put it into cold water? If you took a bottle of baby formula off the fire and put it into cold water, that would be usser. Like the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, you're putting a solid piece of plastic or into liquid, and that plastic will embash the liquid. Kadei klipa. But here, you fill a bottle from the urn, the bottle's still a cliche. You can put cold water into a cliche, you can put cliche into cold water, so that's no problem. Perhaps also to add to the board, suggesting if the cliche was still on the fire, then everything is usser. That is definitely true. If it is still on the fire, if anything is still on the fire, it's possible that anything is any that anything is usser. Even so, Merubin. So okay, I'm not sure how to put it on the board, but as we'll see, and I'll reinforce that a little later. I'll reinforce that in a few minutes. Okay, let us over here. The Mishnah Berurah, by the way, the Taz talks about ladles, which we already discussed in the Mishnah Berurah and Mem Hey. The Mishnah Berurah. Over here in Pezayin, talks about ladles. And remember what he said about ladles, that a ladle, we're not sure if it's a klibishon or klisheni, where machmer treat is a klibishon and a klisheni, except for the case of bread, because bitzeref, the mandara ain beshal acharafia. And then he says, and if you leave the ladle in for a long time, then it for sure gets treated like a klibishon, which is why it's better if you're going to put bread or matzah into your soup, not to leave the ladle in for a long time, because maybe then he means, it could be that he means, that's what some modern day posts can assume, that then the ladles for sure cliche shown, the soup bowls for sure cliche, and then many are more machner. The Taz here also points out something else. If you look in Sifkatan, Yotes in the Taz, he points out, he has a discussion of the ladle. He also says, remember, there's an issur hatamana. You can't submerge the baby bottle into the klisheni to warm it up, because that would be hatamana, right? You recall. Okay, some of the guys were asking, what if you submerge all the milk in the baby bottle in the klisheni, but the bottle itself is sticking out of the klisheni? Is that called submerged or is that not called submerged? The truth is that that is... one second. Let me just check if that's something that was on the Makoro sheets that I gave out or not. No, it wasn't. Okay. Maybe we'll see a little more when it comes to, Katmana. Okay. We'll see that is a bit of a machlokes, but lemaisa we're makel that even if all the milk in the baby bottle is in the hot water of the klisheni, as long as the baby bottle sticks out of the hot water of the klisheni, that's not considered hatmana. Okay, when we get to hatmana, we'll see why we're makel on that. It's basically a tzeref of we'll see why we are okay, we'll see. One second. It'll be a big machlokes, but lemaisa, the minig is to be makel. Let's move on in the Makoros then, and let's try to speed a little. I think next on the Makoros, we're going to sort of fill in something from closer to the beginning of the simon. Let's go back to Vav Zayin Ches, and we'll do it speed through some of the rest of these even very quickly. So let's skip to Sif Vav. I think that was next in our Seder Advarin. If I am not mistaken. Where was this? Someplace. Okay, I hope I'm correct. Here it is. Here's our code sheet. Yes. So let's skip this. Vav. Cliches for the Rakam Shayatsu. Let us bow. Motul Anicho Vishabas Agabi Kdera Hatmuna. A kli that has hot food that's yatsu, let us bow. You can put it on Shabbos on top of a pot that is insulated, hatmana, right? You wrapped it up and stuff. Kadesh Yishmor Homo, and not on fire, just an insulated pot so that it stays hot, fully. It's not, it doesn't cool off. The Yachola Tuach Panav Bibotzek, and you can even smear. Okay, in the old days, their pots didn't close very well. If the pot didn't close very well, how did you keep it from losing all its heat? So they would, basically in the old days, nothing closed well. Nowadays, things close well. We manufacture them well. And if something really needs to close, we put a gasket. With our pots, we don't even put a gasket because, you know, we just leave them on the stove as long as we want. But nothing closed well in those days. So how did you keep the heat in? You would smear either cement, like mud, or dough, like around the rim of the pot, where the pot hit the lid, and then you would seal it in. And that's what you do. So you're allowed to seal it with dough. In Yisrael, Batsuk, Jinnah, Ma'asrael, if you have pre-kneaded dough, obviously you can't knead on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Brura points out here, that in Sifkatan, in Beis, only if it's pre-kneaded and if it's not mukta. Why? A lot of those mukta on Shabbos. Why would it be mukta on Shabbos? Because if it was meant for baking and you can't bake on Shabbos, then it's mukta. He says, no, this dough was not mukta. He could have said, you meant to use it for this, or maybe you meant to feed it to chickens or something. Whatever the case, it's not mukta and it was pre-kneaded, then you can use this. Aval ein, what can you not do? Minichin kli she'ish b'dor she'eno chom kalkach. Ala abe k'dir she'ichama kalkach she'el yon yochel eschami mechoma today out to lettuce bowl. But you can't take a stew that is not hot and put it on top of, Zaki, tainas that, okay. Everyone, one second. Everyone give me a thumbs up if you already got past Sif Vav in Hachana. Oh, okay. Shmuel's giving me an actual thumbs up. There's also an emoji thumbs up. Okay. Everyone give me a thumbs down if you didn't get up to this in Seder yet. Okay, Rav Eisenstein is lagging in Seder, I see. Feivel, what's your thumb? Kacha, kacha. Okay, we got a lot of thumbs down. So you know what, the Seder, we will, why don't we pick up? There's really not much more to this Makor sheet, even though there's a lot of Se'ifim, but we're going to run through them very quickly. So let's try to run through the end of this Makor sheet. And then I really want to get a bite out of the next Makor sheet when I come back to America. So let's stop when I come back, when I come back from America. So let's stop now. And we'll pick up Amir Tzashem. Next year will be, just to remind you, we're back in person, Baruch Hashem, L'chvod, Parshas, Bo, and the Geula. Hashem's going to take me out of the Golos on Sunday. We'll have Shir next week, Monday and Wednesday, instead of Sunday and Tuesday. And I'm looking forward to seeing everyone, Amir Tzashem, first thing Monday morning. Shir's not first thing Monday morning. I'm just looking forward to seeing everyone first thing Monday morning. So I'll see you then. If anyone has questions, obviously feel free to ask.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Except that my audio doesn't work. Can you show me? One second. If anyone has questions, I am going to. I apologize. The.
Are you connected? I'm coming in. Okay. We're going to turn on the audio. If anyone has questions, please feel free to ask.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Is me this one?
Yeah. Okay. I will tell everyone that I missed the gross based medrash.
What's the topic for the Sichas Musar tonight?
Ah.